Okay, Chevra, let's continue our study and hopefully complete our study today of the halachos of Pas Goyim, and perhaps if all goes well, we will begin our discussion of Bishulei Nachrim. In Se'if Tesvav, it says in Shulchan Aruch that if someone is Nizhar from Pas Goyim, he's allowed to eat the Ka'ara im misha'eno nizhar mimenu, afal pi shatam pas goyim misarev bepas Yisrael, eno choshesh. The din over here is that I am careful about pas goyim, you're not. We're allowed to eat together at the same table, even though the tam is going to get mixed in. In the Chokas Binyamin, in Os Kuf Mem Beis, he gives us that the tzir over here is that when I eat with you, what happens is that there's like a certain dip between the two of us. That dip is hot. Consequently, there is going to be some transfer of flavor between the pas akum and my pas. And therefore, because there is a transfer of flavor, one would have said that it's usur. Kamash malon, that it is mutter. That's the way the Chokas Binyamin understands this din. And if we look at the source of this din, it comes up in a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Lamed Hei Amid Beis. Tosfos Dibar Masel Mechlal, I think this is the Tosfos that we began our discussion of Pas Akum with. What? I'm muted. Yeah? Can you hear me? Okay, I'm not muted, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so the Taisis that we began our discussion with on Pas Akum on Lamed Hei Amid Beis says this idea. Taisis writes that someone who's Nizhar mi Pascha Akum is allowed to eat with someone who's Eino Nizhar in the same Ka'ara, even though the Tam will be Misarev, because we don't have to be Machmir Ayudei Taroves. Like the Gemara says in Chulin, Delo Gazru al Taruvis Demai. And L'cha'ira, that is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch over here is quoting. It's quoting that Tosfos in the Beis Yosef. He references that Tosfos and all is grand. However, the Vart is that if you open the Tosfos there on Daf Lamed Hey on the Beis, you notice that Tosfos goes weiter. And the weiter part of Tosfos, do I have to translate the word weiter? Hey, people know what weiter is? It means further. Right, he goes on. The weiter part of Tosfos is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Let me read weiter. It does make it to the Beis Yosef, but it does not make it to the Shulchan Aruch. The end of the Tosfos says, Kehai gavna bimone do'ev de koichovim shari, delese lepas be'enei, Delo gazru ella hecha de ise lepas be'enei. The way we have the Tosfos says, Kahai gavna, they did not make a gezera on a goy's plate. The plate of a goy, if you know, let's say, that it's the goy's bread plate, if it's a plate that the goy might have used for chazer, so that's going to be a problem, I assume, right? My assumption going in is a chazer is treif, but a plate that the goy uses for pas, zok taisvis, they didn't make a gezera on that plate. You're allowed to use the plate because they only made the gezera when it's isei lepas be'enei. They only made the gezera when the pas is present. And if I have a goy's plate, the pas is not present because the pas has been absorbed in the plate al yedei the ta'am. It's only the flavor of the pas that's in the plate. Again, assuming that the hot piece of bread is a davar gush, and assuming like the Maharshal, that Dover Gush creates bleels, or even if you hold against the Maharshal, there's going to be irui on the plate, and at least the klipa of the plate, hasvara no senes, it should be usur. We say no, it's not going to be usher, because they only made the gezeira when the pas is be'ene, meaning that there is no din of ta'am on pas. Pas, and Rabbi Ganak explains it this way in the Shtickel Torah that we began the Zman of Pas Akum with. Rabbi Ganak, in his Sefer, Volume 2, Rabbi Ganak, I gave you the page in my youth, whatever it was, Rabbi Ganak says that Pas Akum is an Isser Gavra. If it's an Isser Gavra, there is no din of Ta'am, and the way we have the Taisvis, which is the way the Taisus is quoted in the Beis Yosef. So, it's the same thing. I'm allowed to eat with the pas. I'm Zahir on pas Akum. You're not. I'm allowed to eat with you. Even though for me, your bread is treif. I'm allowed to eat with you, even though we're dipping the bread in hot dressing, and there's going to be your tam of bread in the dressing, and your tam of bread will get into my bread. It's still mutter, because there's no din of tam on pas akum. Le'gozru al tam by pas akum, that is the way the Taisus appears to us, and that's the Beis Yosef, and Rabbi Shlimovitz has a comment. okay. So, yeah, obviously, bread often gives off crumbs, and we're being very hygienic in our eating. That's one assumption. And I'll tell you that that's exactly what the Taz means over here. If I look at the Taz, the end of Se'if Katin Yud, the Taz writes that lo gozru chachomim al pas shogoi on tam ke'ikr, but if there are perurim, which is be'en, then it's usur. Right? Azoy shteitin Taz. The Taz was mechabent Rabbi Shlimovitz. Meaning, what the Taz is saying is that if there are taka crumbs, the crumbs are be'en, it's going to be a problem. Now, again, sometimes the crumbs could come out, and they're not noticeable, because they're so small, and it's all nis'arev entirely, then it's going to be bottle. But im timtzalomar, there are crumbs. Imtim Saloma, that there are crumbs which are nikar, it's going to be a problem. That's what the Taz writes at the end of Se'if Katin Yud. The Chalkas Binyamin references this at the end of Se'if Katin Kuf Mem Beis. So Mahalaych Rishon over here is that there is zero din of Tam Ke'ikr by Pas Akum. Pas Akum is entirely an Isser Gavra, it is not an Isser Cheftza. However, yes, sir. Yes, I could have said that. The Taz is saying that there's zero tam ke'ikr. You don't have to go that far. I am just reading the words of the Taz vas shteit, and I will give a second mahalach in a few minutes. Right? I am totally with you. I'm totally with you. Now, what I pointed out, that there is no gezeira on the mona da'iv de koychavim, is the way I have the text in the Taisvis. I did not do the detective work to look in the parallel Taisvis on the Bar Ilan. There's a Taisvis of the Rimi Barina, and there's the... whatever, I did not do the parallel Taisvis work. But the Bach on that Taisvis, in Oshei, right? If you look in the Taisvis on Avodah Zarah, look in the Bach in Oshei. I mamish never noticed this, but the Bach changes Judaism, right? Instead of the word ukahai gavna bimone do'ev de koychavim, the Bach writes ukahai gavna bepas do'ev de koychavim nan mishari, because it's not be'en. Meaning the way the Bach is reading the Taisus, what Taisus is saying is that if I am Zahir and Pas Akum, and you are not Zahir and Pas Akum, I'm allowed to eat with you. I'm allowed to eat with you. And the Raya is from Demai. Dulo Gazra Taruvis. Demai ukahai gavna bepasakum its mutter. In other words, it's ki'ilu Tosis is being chozer al havishonos. Tosis is saying that this din is not only true by demai, the din is also true on pasakum. But if I change the word mana to the word pas, I end up in a very different place, because if I change the girsa in the Taisvis, so then there is zero proof in Judaism, zero proof from the Taisvis, that the Kalim of Pas Akum become, are not treif. The way I have the Taisvis, that by Mona Shal Akum it's kosher, so it's beferish, it is mifurash, that there is no din of Blias Kalim and Pas Nachrim. But according to the emendation of the Bach, so Ken Zayn, there is such a din. Now, the Beis Yosef, quotes the Taisvis. Beis Yosef in Se'if Tesvav Os Aleph quotes the Taisvis, and he quotes the Taisvis Ukahaygavna B'mana D'goy. In the version of the tour that I have, so there's on the bottom the Hagosra Ha'aros on the tour, and the Hagosra Ha'aros in the tour point out that these lines in the Beis Yosef are Lesa B'defus Rishon. Wow! Do you hear what this means, ladies and gentlemen of the jury? Lesa B'defus Rishon means that in the original printing of the Beis Yosef, the last lines of Taisvis are not quoted. And there seems to be a certain indication to that, although it's not compelling, the fact that the Shulchan Aruch never quotes these last lines of the Taisvis. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that b'mana da'evdei kaychavim, it's okay. No? Halo davarhu! The Beis Yosef quoted it! How come it's left out of Shulchan Aruch? Now, when I say it's not compelling, what I mean is, I don't know if I've pointed this out in our Shiurim already, but one of my favorite tropes in Judaism is that the Shulchan Aruch is not a halacha sefer, no? In the Hakdama to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara writes that if you're a posek, you should paskin shailos out of Beis Yosef. You shouldn't paskin out Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is just here to give us a quick review. The lawyers will probably remember there's like some text that they have, which is like a quick summary of the law, rather than the entire Maso Matan and all the Shitos. But the Shulchan Aruch is not the Halacha Sefer, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in his introduction. So the fact that it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if it's compelling. Right? It could be that I'm right, it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch because it's not in Defus Rishon. And it could be it's not in Defus Rishon because according to the Bach, the last three lines of Taisus don't really say anything. According to the Bach, the last three lines of the Taisus is just a Chazara al HaRishonos. It's not being Mechadesh anything that there's no din of Tam Ke'ikar by Pas, but by Pasakum, that the Kalim or Kasher. No such din. But, alternatively, right? It could be that, right? I'm not sure what Rabbi Yosef Kara holds. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure if it's Hushmat from the Defus Rishon in a mistake, and therefore in the Shulchan Aruch he's just accepting his Hashmata, or I'm not sure if the Hashmata is real for the reason of the Girsa of the Bach. I don't know what to do with it. I'm just pointing out that it is significant. Now, what this brings us to is the point that Yoni made a few minutes ago, which is, how do you understand this din, that I'm allowed to eat, if I'm Zahir and Pas Akum, I'm allowed to eat together with you, how come it's mutter? If the reason why it's mutter is the hesber that we gave from Rabbi Ganak, etc., that there is no din of Tam Ke'ikar and Pas Akum, which is the text that we have in Taisvis, so I understand it's Gevaldik, Pas Akum is only an Isser Gavra, it's not an Isser Chefza. And the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, that's where the Bishul Akum trafes up Kalim, is only by Bishul Akum, it's not by Pas Akum. That's Rabbi Ganak's Mahalach. But if I learn the other way, if I learn that there is a din of Tam on Pas Akum, so then you have to say that the pshat in Shulchan Aruch, how come I'm allowed to eat with you when I'm Zahir in Pas Akum and you're not, and we're both dipping our bread in the same thing, you have to say that's because it is a ta'aruvis, and they're not geyser on Pas with a ta'aruvis, which is really the Ramud, the end of Se'if Yudalid. So Se'if Tesvav is just a hemshech of the Ramud and Se'if Yudalid, again, which is that kol makom that shenis arva pashal goyim, mishar ma'ichol it's batul b'rayv, and when I eat with you, it's batul b'rayv also. And that is going to be the pshat. Again, it is mefurash. When I say mefurash, it's mefurash in the Taz the way we have it in the Chalkas Binyamin. The Chalkas Binyamin wants to argue that that you can't read the Taz the way it is, that the Taz's text is like all messed up, and he tries to amend the text of the Taz. It's the Chokas Binyamin. I gave it to you in the Makoros. It's Os Shin Sadi in the Tziyunim. He argues that the Taz doesn't really say what I think it says, but I think the Taz says what I think it says. Not such a problem. Okay, so now, let's take a step back. We have two approaches here. One approach is that there is a din of Tam Ke'ikar by Pas, and it's just going to be Batul B'Rayv, and maybe that's the pshat in the Taisus why I'm allowed to eat with you. The other Mahalach is that no, there's no din of Tam Ke'ikar at all on Pas, and consequently the Kalim are Mutter, and that is Beferish in Tosus, the way we have the Tosus in front of us. However, this entire din is difficult. This entire din is difficult, because at the end of Se'if Yudalid, the Rama tells me that even though Pas Akum, if it mixes up with other stuff, is going to be batal, but nonetheless, it's Aser La'arev L'chatchila. In Yerideya Simin Tzadi Tes, we have a din that Ein Mevatlan Iser L'chatchila, and this din applies by Pas Akum as well. That's what the Rama writes at the end of Se'if Yudalid. Consequently, the Darkei Moshe over here in Os Tes, and it's cited by the Shach in Os Chaf Dalid, the Darkei Moshe is bothered by Akasha. How am I allowed to eat bread with you? We're both dipping our bread in the hot dressing. By the way, does anyone do this? Dip bread in hot dressing? I don't know. I've never done this in my life. But right, it could be. It could be it's similar to that. I don't know. I'm eating with you somehow. You're Zahir in Pas Akum. I'm not Zahir. And we're both dipping our bread in the same hot thing. That's like the scenario. So the kasha is, how am I allowed to eat with you? Isn't that the equivalent of being Mevatel and Isser L'chatchila? Because when I eat with you, your bread is taka usser for me. And if your bread is usser for me, so it should not be permitted for me to eat with you. And this kasha is a very strong kasha. It's mamish a strong kasha, and I think the Dark Emotion Ostess raises this objection. Yeah, Yoni, you were speaking? Nachon, the kasha does not get off the ground, and I would argue that that's exactly what the Darkei Moshe means in those tests. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Sha'arei Dura, and then he says, Nirali d'mikol makom, I'm not worried, because the Isra is only lechol apas atmo, but there's no din on the tam. Right? In other words, that the end of the Darkei Moshe is quoting exactly that point, that there is no din of tam. However, the Darkei Moshe comments that the Hagoy Sha'arei Dura does aseret lechatchila. In other words, I read the Darkei Moshe to be saying, I'm not sure exactly what to do. I myself would have said that there's no din of tam at all on Pas Akum. The Sha'arei Dura doesn't say that. And the Darkei Moshe drops it like a hot potato right there. Or like a hot piece of bread. He drops it, right? He leaves it, etc. And this is all quoted by the coolest person ever in Judaism, who we know is the Shach, right? And the Shach in Os Chaf Dalet quotes this Darkei Moshe verbatim, right? He quotes it Ad Kan L'Shaneh exactly. But the Shach says, you Darkei Moshe, you're telling me that the Hagos Sha'arei Dura argues on your Svara. Remember, Darkei Moshe has a Svara that there's no din of tam at all. You're telling me that the Hagos Sha'arei Dura argues on that Svara, and the Hagos Sha'arei Dura says that there is a din of tam. Says the Shach, Iyanti b'Hagos Sha'arei Dura, v'lo motzosi hechreyach. Habich arayin gekikin in the Sha'arei Dura. Right, I looked into the Sha'arei. You have to speak, by the way, in Chassidish Yiddish to learn Shulchan Aruch. The Chassidim are much more into learning Shulchan Aruch, like as a text, than Litvish Yeshivas. I think in Litvish Yeshivas they use the Shulchan Aruch just as another source book. Like, I remember when I was in the Kol Elyon, Rabbi Rosenzweig used to tell us, yeah, you know, learn the Sugya with all the Rishonim, then quickly look at the Shulchan Aruch to see if there's any new ideas. Right, I think that's very Litvish Mahalach. I think in Chassidish Yeshivas, they actually learn Shulchan Aruch Mamish, like going straight, becomes like a text, which is sort of what I'm trying to do in Smicha Shiurim, which is what you guys got dumped on when you signed up for my Bishalakum. This is the way I like to learn. The Shach writes, Iyanti b'agoy Sha'arei Dura, v'lo matzasi hechreyach, d'yesh lo medamari kisha'ochel pas atmo. In other words, the Shach Tain is that when Agoy Sha'arei Dura says that you're not allowed to be ma'arev l'chat chila, when there's a din of eim avatman iser l'chat chila on the pas akum, the Agoy Sha'arei Dura is talking about when you're eating the pas atmoy, meaning I'm going to create a taruvus of yavish b'yavish. I'm going to take a piece of pas akum and mix it up with a bunch of other pieces of bread, and in that situation, there is in that situation there would be a din of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. That's what the Shach writes initially. Then the Shach says, "Belav hachi, there's no problem at all to eat bread. If you're zohir and pas akum, there's no problem at all to eat bread together with someone who's not zohir. Belav hachi, it's not a problem because a kaira is a klisheni and it's not mevashel." Like we see in Yerideo Kufhei Se'if Katan Dalet. Right? In other words, the way I'm reading the Shach is basically saying, Darkei Moshe is uncertain as to whether there's a din of Tam Ke'ikar on Pas Akum. He says the Hagoy Sha'arei Dura implies that there is. Says the Shach, I have a different read of the Hagos Sha'arei Dura. Consequently, the Shach is saying that there is, lahalacha, there is no din of tam ke'ikar on pas akum, like the text of Taisvis, the way we have it, like the Taz, the way we have it. He notes at the end, belav hachi, it's not such a kasha, because it's a klisheni, and in a klisheni, it's not going to create any blia bichlal. That is the Shach, so I would argue that both the Shach and the Taz agree with Rabbi Ganek, and they're saying that there is no din of Tam Ke'ikar at all bypass Akum, and it doesn't create a problem. It's not going to, there's no din of Tam. Now, if you look in the Chelkas Binyamin, again, going back to what Rav Blachman told me in my youth, that you should use the more recent Svarim so that you have something to argue on. So the Chelkas Binyamin in the Beit Urim on page 52 has an extensive discussion. By the way, do any of you have the Chelkas Binyamin, or whenever I quote the Chelkas Binyamin, you're like, you're taking my word for it? You should try to buy it. It's an awesome sefer. Order it from Beagle Eisen or something, or Eichler's. You could get it. It's an awesome sefer. Okay, but that was my plug, a word from our sponsor. But the Chelkas Binyamin on page 52 in the Beit Urim, he discusses whether there is a din that the kelim become treif by pasakum. That din is true only by Bishul Akum. Or that din is found in Shulchan Aruch only by Bishul Akum at the end of Kuf Yud Gimel. The din is not found at all with respect to Pasakum. So that could be a right, Rabbi Ganek. But the Chokas Binyamin, page 51-52, thinks that there is a din of Blias Kalim by Pasakum. The Kalim actually become treif. And he says, even though the Shach, right, in the parentheses, brackets, whatever, he writes, even though the Shach rejects the Hagois Sharei Dura, even though the Shach reinterprets Hagois Sharei Dura, nonetheless, he doesn't think that the Shach Lahalacha holds that there is no Tam Ke'ikr by Pas. He thinks there really is Tam Ke'ikr by Pas, and the Kalim of Pas will become Treif. And the Shach only is relying lahakel behistameich, with reliance on what he says in the next line, that it's a klisheni anyway, and klisheni doesn't create blia. So what the Chelkas Binyamin is doing, I really should write him some letters. I was talking to one of my cousins the other day, who's a Talmud of Reb Feivel, and I said, like, I gotta start writing this guy letters. So the Chelkas Binyamin is reinterpreting the Shach, that even though the Shach sounds like there's no din of Tam Ke'ikr by Pas Akum, he says, yeah, the Shach has that as one line, but La Halacha, the Shach only would say that combined with his next sentence, that there is no bli on the Klisheni. And he also, in Oshin Sadi, reinterpreted the Taz, who says Beferish, that there's no Tam Ke'ikr. He machs a vek with that line also. I don't know. I'm a student of Rabbi Ganek. I would say that what Rabbi Ganek said, there's no Tam Ke'ikr, is correct, at least according to our version of the Taisvis. The Bach amended the Taisvis. Right? Again, according to the Bach's emendation of the Taisvis, so the Chelkas Binyamin is correct. No? But according to our Taisvis, so there's really no din of Tam Ke'ikr by Pas Akum. Now, if you hold that there is Tam Ke'ikr by Pas Akum, if you hold there is such a thing, so then, if you hold there is Tam Ke'ikr by Pas Akum, so you end up in the following situation. Let's say I bake bread in a baking tin. Or, not me, I'm Jewish, Baruch Hashem, as far as I know. But let's say a guy bakes bread in a baking tin. That baking tin becomes treif. So therefore, this Tam Ke'ikr in the baking tin. The baking tin is treif. If I would use that baking tin to bake stuff afterwards, l'maisa, the bread I would bake would be kosher, because it's going to be batel berov anyway. No? Whatever bread flavor was absorbed, right, is going to be batel in the bread that I bake. So ultimately, the bread that I bake in the Pas Akum baking tin is going to be kosher. The only thing is that if you hold there is Tam Ke'ikr by Pas Akum, so you're not allowed to use a treif keli lechatchila. The Isser to use a treif keli And this is something I heard from Rabbi Ganak, I don't know, 25 years ago. The issur to use a treif keli has nothing to do with the fact that if I use a treif keli, my food might become treif. Let me bring you a raya to this. A keli she'eino ben yomo. Let's say the guy's pot was used more than 24 hours ago. The guy cooked pig in the pot more than 24 hours ago. Am I allowed to use that pot? The answer is no. I can't use such a pot. No? It won't treif up my food. The answer is that even though it won't treif up my food, you're not allowed to use a keli she'eino ben yomo. There is an isser to use kalim that are treif, even though it won't treif up your food. That's what I see from the keli she'eino ben yomo. And that's what I see by Pas Akum also. And by the way, according to the Shach, this is true by Bishul Akum as well. Because we pointed out that the Shach holds that both Pas Akum and Bishul Akum are Batul Berayv. If it's Batul Berayv, so even though my keli became treif, but any food that I cook in the keli is going to be kosher. Because it's going to be Batul Berayv anyway, no? Whatever the absorbed flavor was in the keli, it's going to come out. It's going to be batel into my pas, into my food. Bishul Akum is batel berayv. If a guy cooks in a pot, why can't I use the pot? Right, the food I'm going to cook will be kosher, b'di'eved, but I can't use the pot because it's usur to use treif pots. Usur. And that's the din over here. You can't use a treif pot. Right? Even though the food that will come out is going to be kosher, I think, gentlemen, that this is the pshat in the Shach and in the Taz and in the Taisus, the way we have it. I think this is all very good. Again, it's against the Bach. It's against the Chelkas Binyamin. But it seems to me that this is actually a reasonable take on Judaism. Okay, does anyone want some more? I have some other ha'aros. Anyone excited? Yes, Rabbi Shlomovitz. Yes, that's a good question. Rabbi Ganak, in one of his svarim, points this out. I'll tell you the makar. Rav Soloveitchik, again, everything in YU has a source from the Rav. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that we always lay in Parshas Tzav before Pesach, because Parshas Tzav teaches you the dinim of Mariko Ushtifa by Kalim, that you have to, if you cook a korban in the keli, right, in Basheo Mevushal, so umorak v'shutaf b'mayim, there's some pasuk like that. So that is the source in Chumash for the din of Hechsher Kalim. And we want to read Parshas Tzav right before Pesach in order to chazer the din of Hechsher Kalim before Pesach. Now, umorak v'shutaf b'mayim is an interesting din, no? There's a machlikas Rambam and Ra'ivid when you do Mariko Ushtifa on a kli of a goy. Do you do Mariko Ushtifa? The Gemara has a lashon of Ekev something, Ekev Yisuro. So does Ekev mean you do it before or you do it right after? Right? The din of Umurak Vishutaf B'mayim is Azoi. If I cook a carbon in a pot, so I'm worried that the bleels of the carbon in that pot are going to become Nosar. Nosar, right, is treif. So when do I do the Mariko Shtifa? When do I do the Hechsher? Do I do the Hechsher before it becomes treif? Within the 24 hours after the pot was used, is that when I do the Hechsher? Or do I do the Hechsher after it becomes treif? Now, if I'm doing the Hechsher, if I'm doing the Morak V'shutaf B'mayim before it becomes treif, that means that I am taking a pot, which is a kosher pot, and I have to do Mariko Shtifa on it, which is the equivalent of Hechsher. Why? If I cook in the pot, everything is going to be kosher. Whatever carbon flavor is in the pot is kosher carbon flavor. If it goes into the next carbon, it's all going to be kosher. What's the problem? Teretz is that there's a new din, that there's an iser hishtamshus on kalim, even if it will not create. There's an iser hishtamshus on kalim, even if it won't make that, even if it won't make my food treif. You can't use a treif keli, even if it won't treif up your own food. And by the way, you get the impression that this might be the pshat in the dinim of, again, the Gemara doesn't say this, but we could have, I think the Ar Sameach has an essay over there in Hilchos Maisa Karbanis, where he tries to develop this idea. That's what Rabbi Genach references in that piece. It's in, I think that piece is in volume one of Rabbi Genach, because I just tried to quickly look through it, and I didn't see it in volume two. So if it's not in volume two, Mistama, it's in volume one. The stuff in volume three of Rabbi Genach, I honestly don't remember very well. Okay. So far, so good, gentlemen. So that is our first Shtickle Torah of today. Second Shtickle Torah of today, just because we like saying Shtickle Torah. Yesh Omrim. This comes from a tshuva that the Beis Yosef calls a tshuva Ashkenazis, which means a tshuva of the Maharil. It's interesting that when he talks about tshuva of the Maharil, he calls it tshuva Ashkenazis. The Maharil is actually the father of Minhagei Ashkenaz, no? The Maharil was about tefillah on Yomim Noraim. He apparently has had great nigunim. There are certain nigunim that you're not allowed to change. The Rama Paskins and Shulchan Aruch. These are called nigunim misinai, which if you trace it back, means that these are the nigunim that apparently were sung by the Maharil. Ochi la la chale panov. Right? That's a nigun misinai. Aleinu. Right? Virtually everywhere in Klal Yisrael, they have the same tune. No? For those parts of Yomim Narayim Davening, those are called Nigunim Misinai. I remember when I studied in the Bell School of Jewish Music, so Cantor Sherwood Goffin used to go fury all of a shalom, right? Mr. Alter probably remembers Cantor Goffin's Zachar in the Levracha, and Cantor Goffin would go furious about these new Chazonim who changed certain tunes because the Maharil. Maharil is called Tshuva Ashkenazis. He's the father of Minhagei Ashkenaz, and he said that there are certain Nigunim Misinai, that's what he calls them, and you're not allowed to change them. You're not allowed to change them. Okay, whatever it is. So the Rama over here quotes, and this is found in the Beis Yosef in the name of a Tshuva Ashkenazis, the Tshuva of the Maharil, that there are those who say that if you're Zahir and Pas Akum and you're eating with other people who are not Zahir, so you're allowed to eat with them Mishum Eva Uketata. Right? Because of fights. There are two people who are not careful about Pas Palter or Pas Akum, and you're going to eat with them and you're going to eat the Pas, and it's not a problem because we don't want to cause fights. This din, says the Rama, is true only by Pas, because Pas is the Ikar Hasu'uda, therefore he tiru lo mishum eva, the ein lomon mikan the sha'ari surim. You can't learn from here to any other iser. This din is true only of Pas, meaning the chema shel nachrim, goyish of butter, is a lower level iser, just like Pas is a lower level iser, but you can't be mekal to eat chema. If you're eating at a meal and the other people at the meal are not machmir on chema shel nachrim, but you're not allowed to eat their chema. The pas you are allowed to eat, because pas is the ikar hasa'uda. If it's the ikar hasa'uda, if I don't eat bread at the meal, people will say, hey, how come you're not eating bread? And they're going to come on to you, the fact that ich bin frim, and that's why I'm not eating your bread. And that will cause eva, or ketata, it's going to lead to a fight. So you're allowed to eat the pas. But you can't eat the chema shel nachrim, because the chema shel nachrim, not everybody eats butter, no? There are people who eat bread without butter. If you eat bread without butter, it won't lead to fights, and that's why the kula of ketata and eva is true only on bread, not on chema. That's what it says in the Tshuva Ashkenazis, in the Maharil, quoted in the Rambam. The Shach writes in Ois Chaf Hei, look at what I wrote in Ois Chaf Aleph, which means that I am only mekel on eva when there are two people who are eating pas. There are two people eating pas shel akum. I'm not eating pas shel akum. So then there's a kula of eva. If it's one-on-one, so the Shach says you can't be mekel on the pas shel akum unless the pas akum is taka better than the pas that you're eating, which is a halacha that we spoke about yesterday. And that's what the Shach references over here in Os Chaf Aleph. Now here's the thing. The thing is that what's the din over here? I don't eat pas akum, you do. Are we saying that I don't eat pas akum as a chumrah, and you are not machmir? Is that the pshat? And in that scenario, I'm allowed to eat with you, being you too, because of eva. Is that the pshat? Or maybe the pshat is something different. Maybe the pshat is that we're talking about, I'm a frum Jew, I'm an erlich Jew, I know that pas akum is treif. In certain cases, like pas balabayis, it's mamish treif. You don't know that. But maybe, mishum eva, we allow you to relax this iser of pas akum, which is really a form of tarfus. We allow you to relax an iser derabbanan so as not to have fights. This is a very important question, no? Am I only allowed to relax a chumrah so as to avoid fights? Or am I allowed to relax even an iser derabbanan so as to avoid fights? No? Important question. Important question, no? Sometimes I get shilohs from my students or from others. There used to be a thing called flipping out, that kids go to Israel and they come back much firmer. And they'd ask a question, you know, mom and dad, they'll eat regular OU dairy. I'm machmir al-chol of Yisrael now. Can I be mekel on my chumrah right when I'm eating with mom and dad? So obviously there's a factor of kibarav. There's another factor, mishum eva, that comes up over here. What about if the same kid is asking that I learned when I was in Israel that you have to check your lettuce for bugs? Mom and dad don't check lettuce for bugs, no? That's a different shaila. I think Chol of Yisrael will learn the dinim, I hope, this summer. I think Chol of Yisrael is more of a chumrah. I think checking, maybe not checking high-quality lettuce, maybe checking artichokes, or checking, you know, like, the high-quality lettuce, it could be, Rabbi Willig says, it could be that you don't really have to check your high-quality lettuce, that there's no chash of bugs on the grade A lettuce. It's only the cheaper, junkier lettuce that you buy in the Heights as a chash of bugs. But the question when a kid asks you about, I became frum, when can I be mekel? To some extent, the Ramah over here is dealing with this. Rabbi Shlomovitz, how is Judaism? Where are you, by the way? You teach in Fuchs, Mizrahi, or? Oh, interesting. Gevaldik, okay, University Heights, Cleveland. So welcome to YU, yeah. Or welcome back. So, yeah, so the triple washed Rabbi, the Star K held, was perfectly kosher. A few years ago, someone showed the Mashkichim the Star K, and they took their hashgacha off of the regular dole triple washed lettuce. Triple washed lettuce is a lumdish shayla also, in the sense of, if you hold there's a chiyuv to check lettuce, do you hold that Maisa B'nei Adam can remove that chiyuv? Right, Maisa B'nei Adam in the sense of they washed it. Well, who said they did a good job? Do they have nemonos? The people in the factory, do they have nemonos? That's a whole lomda shashayla on its own. Correct. I mean, it could be that stuff hatched. Again, we'd have to figure out from experts how likely it is. Rabbi Willig holds that grade A lettuce, being if you buy the high quality Andy Boy lettuce in the, I don't know if you have that in Cleveland, in the, or whatever, you buy high quality lettuce in the bags, like really good stuff, you don't have to check it. And I can tell you empirically, I check my lettuce all the time, I very seldom find any bugs in my lettuce. No? But, you know, these are real shilas when people ask you. So what's this din? So in the Chelkas Binyamin, in Sivkot and Kuf Mem Hei, he says that this kula of Eva only applies if I have a chumrah. Meaning, my chumrah is I don't eat pas palter when there is pas Yisrael. I'm an Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim are allowed to eat pas palter when there is Ashkenazim are allowed to eat pas palter even though there is pas Yisrael. But I'm very frum. So my chumrah can be relaxed. Mishum Eva. And by the way, can be relaxed, right? That's the way the Rama writes it. Mutter le'acholim mahem doesn't mean you should eat it. Doesn't mean you should eat the pas palter, but you're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to give up your chumrah mishum eva. That's the way the Chelkas Binyamin takes this din. But again, the din is only true by pas. It's not true by other stuff. In other words, when it comes to lettuce, according to this Hesber, I know many people who just don't eat salad. Most of them are male human beings. They just don't eat salad. So like, maybe you could say, I don't like salad. Like, people aren't going to know that you're not eating the salad because you don't trust their bug checking. So b'kahai gavna, there's no din of Eva. There still might be another issue of kibud av when your mom is giving you the salad, no? And mom says, eat the salad. And what, you're going to say, I don't like salad? What do you mean? Before you went to Israel, you loved salad. What's going on? Right, that's already a different... That's not the kula of Eva. I'm talking about the kula of Eva, which means I'm eating with people who are not related to me, etc. Oh. So that's the Chelkas Binyamin's din, that this is true only for a chumrah. And based on this, the Rama over here is a hemsheikh of the Mechaber. The Mechaber is talking about when I have a chumrah not to eat pas akum and I'm eating with you, right? So whether there's a din of tamkeker, etc., is a chumrah. And the Rama is a hemsheikh of that, and the Rama says that you can also be mekel on chumras mishum eva. Dani, you had a comment? What's the difference between Se'if Yud Gimel and Se'if Tazayin? So again, so that's what we spoke about. That Se'if Yud Gimel, at least according to the Taz, is a halacha in Hachnasas Arachim, or in Stakol Aniyim, something like that. You're right. According to the Shach, Se'if Yud Gimel is very similar to Se'if Tazayin. They're both kulos mishum eva, but the din in Se'if Tazayin, as the Shach pointed out, is only when they are the roiv. When most of the people are eating the pas akum, Se'if Yud Gimel is talking about when it's one-on-one, but your bread is better than my bread. Right, so in both of those cases, according to the Shach, there's a kula of Eva. That is... Now, the Chelkas Binyamin, however, comments that although he he wants to learn that this din is true only by a chumrah. You can only relax a chumrah mishum eva. But Elijah Kramer of Vilna, the Gra doesn't say like this. The Gra Oslamid Gimel. The Gra quotes, like, first of all, by Chema it's going to be Aser, like we noted. And he says, like the Gemara tells us in Psachim in Perak Makam Shinahago. Remember, Perak Makam Shinahago in Psachim is all about when I have a minig and I go from one place to a different place. And it says over there that Al Yeshana Oda Mipnei HaMachlaikes. And the Rush writes that this is true by Davar Kol She'eno Isser Do'iraisa Al Yeshana Mipnei HaMachlaikes. Anything that's not Aser Min HaTayra, anything that's only an Isser D'Rabbanon, then Al Yeshana Mipnei HaMachlaikes. In that case, it's a din of, right, Machlaikes is the same as Eva and Ketata. By anything that's not Aser Min HaTayra, there is such a din. That would mean, L'cha'ora, that when you get a question from a student or whatever, that I flipped out. So you have to say, if it's a din d'oraisa, so then the halach of Eva doesn't apply. But if it's a din d'rabbanon, according to the Gra, even if it's a bona fide din d'rabbanon, not just a chumrah, but the Gra would say, you apply the rule of Al Yeshana Adam Mipnei HaMachlaikes. Now, if you look in the Chokas Binyamin on page 57 in his Be'urim, the Chokas Binyamin says it can't be that the Rush meant that. The Gra is quoting a Rush, that the Rush applies the principle of Al Yeshana Odom Mipnei HaMachlokes to Kol Dover She'eno Aser Min HaTayra. Says the Chokas Binyamin, it can't be. It can't be! It can't be that that's what the Rush means. The Rush says it. So he says, no, obviously the Rush is only talking about stuff which are Mishum Minhag. Not, the Rush uses a Lashon, you can't say it by Yisurim Doi Raisa. But he doesn't mean that by all Yisurim D'Rabbanon you could say it. What he means is that Yisurim D'Rabbanon, such as those in Perek Makam Shenahago, which are just Mikayach Minhag, those, in those cases, you say, Al Yeshana Odom Mipnei HaMachlaikes. He reinterprets the Rush. Again, I don't know enough about Perek Makam Shenahago. I haven't learned that Rush Be'ion to tell you if his read of the Rush is plausible or even compelling. I just can't comment on it. I'm just noting that on page 57 in the Chokas Binyamin, he says that. Now, the Chokas Binyamin is basically telling me that all of Se'if Tesvav is talking about Chumras. I'm eating Pasakum with you. I'm Machmir, you're not Machmir. I'm not worried about the Bliya on it. I'm eating with two people, so there's a din that Mishum Eva I can be Megal. These are all by Chumras. And the Chokas Binyamin writes that the same is true in Se'if Tes Zayin. Se'if Tes Zayin says that Yesh Misha Omer, this Yesh Misha Omer, again, is found in a Rabbeinu Shmaya or something, that's quoted in the Mordechai, it's found in the Sefer Aguda. Yesh Misha Omer, that if I'm careful, Nati Pas Akam, and I have Pas Yisrael within 4 mil, I should wait. Now, this din is a little bit troubling, because if I'm traveling on the road and I don't have any Pas Yisrael, what that really means is, at least according to the Ra'ah that we saw in Se'if Ches, it's mutter to eat Pas Akum, even Pas Bal Habayis is mutter, when there is no Pas Yisrael at all around, no? When there's no Palter Akum, there's no Palter Yisrael, you're even allowed to eat Pas Bal Habayis. If that's the pshat, so then what's Sif Tes Zayin saying? You have to wait for 4 mil. Why do I have to wait? I'm traveling. There's no Pas Palter at all. There's no bakery. You're mamish. You're on I-80 driving out to Cleveland, right? And you stop at a truck stop, And there is, for some reason, there's no rest stops on I-80. You ever notice? There's like only truck stops. But hey, these are great mysteries in life. But the point is that there's no pass palter or goy. There's no pass palter Yisrael. You're allowed to eat pass balabayas according to the Rav. So what's this din that you have to weigh 4 mil? So the Chalkas Binyamin says that this din is when you're machmir not to rely on that Rav. May ikar hadin, you're allowed to eat the pas balabayas. You are a refermak. You're someone who wants to not rely on that ra'ah. So in that case, we have a din that you should weigh 4 mil. That's the way he takes it. Now, it seems to me that this is already difficult. The proof that the Chokas Binyamin says that is that Ukvarnis is from the Ramah here in Sif Tazayin. The Ramah writes, Ukvarnis ba'er le'el denohagin lahakel, that we are meiko on this din. So the Chokas Binyamin understands that Ukvarnis ba'er le'el means Se'if Ches. However, in the Shulchan Aruch Friedman edition, in this black Shulchan Aruch that I'm using, so in the Shulchan Aruch Friedman edition, they point out that Kvar Nispa'er La'el means Se'if Beis. Se'if Beis is where the Ramah says that we Ashkenazim are mekel to eat Pas Palter Shel Nochrim, even though there is a Pas Palter of Yisrael available. In other words, right, what the Ramah is saying, according to the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, is that if you're a Sfaradi, or the Mechaber is saying that a person who does not eat pas palter shel nachrim when there is pas palter shel Yisrael should wait 4 mil until he gets a pas palter shel Yisrael. The Ramah is commenting, yeah, but us, B'nai Ashkenaz, we are mekel to eat pas palter shel nachrim even though there is pas palter shel Yisrael around, and therefore this din has nothing at all to do with the ra'ah. We're not talking about pas balabatim, right? We're talking about pas palter, etc., etc. And Sif Tes Zayin is basically saying exactly the same thing that Se'if Beis said, but Sif Tes Zayin is saying that for Sfaradim, who are machmir, so they should really wait 4 mil. Again, so these are the comments I had to finish Kuf Yud Beis. I actually prepared the first year on Kuf Yud Gimel also, but I think since we're 2 minutes over time, I probably should not give that year. Questions, comments, observations, jokes? Okay. So I want to wish everybody a good Shabbos. Yashin Kayach. Don't hesitate, if you have questions or whatever, to send them to me, WhatsApp, email, and I'll try to respond to them, at least when they have sperm to look into. Have a good Shabbos, Chevres Eigebenched. Shabbos.